brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, final segment with the author of A New Breed, Satellite Terrorism in America, Dr. John Hall. What's frustrating is, you know, you get death threats, stuff like that. They do psych warfare stuff like wait till something bad's happening in your life. Somebody's in the hospital, and then they call up, you know, and right after you talk to somebody and say, oh, I hope your such and such dies. I've had that stuff. I know that they sell in law enforcement publications stuff to make everybody nauseated or disrupt people. That's an ultra-low frequency wave. I mean, I just remembered that 15 years ago, searched it, and was it still the same write-up? I mean, they're not even for... I mean, it's amazing that this is going on. And as you mentioned, I'd tell people 10 years ago, they're going to roll out, or more than 10 years ago, Humvees with microwave guns. And so that's never going to happen. Here's the Department of Defense. Now it's just, oh, all our towns have them. When the Tea Party comes out for a peaceful demonstration, the Marines are there and aim it at us if we cause a problem. They're just getting us used to all this, getting the military accustomed to it. Closing comments, Doctor.
Well, in that same vein, you remember they did roll out the LRAD unit.
For the Tea Party.
For the and at in L.A. and at, what was it, one of the G20s.
Yeah.
To use the LRAD, which is, by definition, a directed energy weapon. It's an acoustic weapon, but it's a directed energy weapon nonetheless.
Well, but it's not just the sound one. They also have a microwave one.
Yeah, and that one burns you, you know, and a millimeter wave weapon. That's all of this is just geared at being able to control us remotely. And that's one of the reasons that we're trying to educate psychiatrists at the ground floor level that not everybody that comes in voicing complaints of being watched and hearing voices, you can't just give them a turnkey schizophrenia or delusional disorder diagnosis anymore. You have to really kind of listen to them and see what they're, you know, what they have going on. And in the case I did with the girl that I wrote about in the book, gave her the benefit of the doubt and did some counter surveillance. And indeed, she was being targeted, being stalked, being drugged, and being sexually assaulted. So that's one thing. Most psychologists and psychiatrists probably won't go that extra mile. That's also why we're doing a movie on the book. Not a documentary, but an actual drama based on a true story, hoping that we'll expose a bunch of people that have never heard about this technology to it. As you know, you can make a documentary. You're only going to get a certain subset of the population to watch it, and it can be as scientifically packed as you can get it.
Yeah, no, people like to watch stuff, not read it.
Yeah.
And Dr. Nick Begich, as I'm sure you know, in the mid-90s, he went to the EU and presented them documents, and they go, no, we know. And they actually outlawed all this. So this is outlawed in the EU, and we're signatories of treaties on all this. But we only hear about chemical weapons and biological weapons, radiological and conventional. What about the psi weapons? And we know the Russians, the Pentagon, they've been obsessed with it forever. And they make movies like, oh, Men Who Stare at Ghosts to make a joke out of it. Colonel Alexander's actually, you know, that character's in the movie. This is real. It's not a joke. We're not talking about, it's just so frustrating.
Yeah, Colonel Alexander and I actually have communicated via email early on in my fight against this. He told me that I should tell the victims, the alleged victims of this technology, to run, not walk, to the nearest mental facility. So, you know, that's a pretty much a direct denial from at least Colonel John Alexander. And as far as the EU, yes, you know, he did manage to get some of that made illegal in the EU. It's still unfortunately going on. Right now, through one of the organizations I'm with, ISAAC.org, we are working in Belgium with victims there. We're allowed to go over there with victims and use a Faraday cage to do some scanning with some of the victims that appear to be chipped, and did some great studies in a Faraday cage where we put victims that are hearing voices and claiming to be chipped next to a control who's never complained of this. The victim was positive for transmissions. The control was not in a Faraday cage.
Interesting. What does that mean?
Faraday cage is a cage that...
No, I know what it is, but...
It means that these people are transmitting, and some of them are chipped. Some of the chips can be as simple as a Vera chip.
Well, they have biochips that are actually liquid now, too, and they're coming out with all the pills are going to have tracker chips in them. All right, amazing, Doctor. We're going to have you back on the news. Thank you, sir. why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
What is the New World Order? It is a consortium of above the law mega corporations who are openly playing God and trying to take control of society. And here are the headlines today dealing with that. We'll be uploading our entire minds to computers, and our bodies will be replaced by machines, Google expert claims. That's Daily Mail. Time Magazine, can Google solve death? How CEO Larry Page has transformed the search engine giant into a factory for moonshots. We're a factory of trying to stop this dehumanization. Our exclusive look at the boldest bet yet. Now, again, folks, Google is the main node, along with Microsoft, IBM, and others, of the eugenics-based complex. So they always give you these great flowery reasons that they're establishing different systems. But in it all, in their own words, is the move to establish an authoritarian planetary regime. And once that authoritarian planetary regime is established, to carry out the orderly extermination of the population. And yes, they believe they're going to merge with machines and live forever. I put that in Endgame 7 years ago and have been criticized by the New York Times, CNN, the Washington Post, literally more than 100 times. They quote the film in establishment media, state-run media, and say that I claim all this is happening. In fact, this week, they had a bunch of White House globalist-run media publications come out and say that Alex Jones threatens that cyborg robots are going to attack from Syria and kill everyone. That's not what I said. I was quoting top scientist and physicist and futurist on record that were in the news again saying that that is the plan in the future once they've disarmed all of the final independent nations that have weapons that could resist any of this. Then a planetary regime will be established. And then there will be a forced population reduction carried out that is openly being called for in major publications today. And right before the break, I was reading some of those quotes by Attenborough and others coming out saying it's time to basically wipe out the third world. And notice this is normally from liberal academics and naturalists who say they're for multiculturalism and you know, get rid of the family and teach homosexuality and all this just so people don't have any unifying culture left and so that it's not cool to have children. It's literally ultimate greed. They're attacking the West that they see as their main challenge, number one, while attacking the third world just out of hand because there's no media complex or government complex or cultural complex in the third world that can organize against this. But David Attenborough has come out and stated what is in all their publications. They're on record hitting us with psychotronic wavelength weapon systems. They're on record designing all the GMO with recombinant RNA and DNA weapon systems. Really, it's nanotech, but genetically based. They are hitting us all with hundreds of chemicals in the water supply, with hydrofluorosilicic acid as the boosting adjuvant. This is all on record. Silent weapons for quiet wars, Pentagon documents. I'm giving you the names right now. Soft Kill Prospectus, 1968. MIT, Stanford Research Institute. I mean, I'm giving it all to you right now. Anybody that wants to go find out about this. And the insane part is the Pentagon, the CIA people, 99.9% of them are compartmentalized and are all being attacked by this as well. There will be no winners in this. They're going to kill everybody. And right now you just see them trying to shut down the final sovereign nations, trying to develop their super weapons, their nanotech, putting it in place, trying to set up their new takeover system of the internet that was always designed for this reason. So that's the big picture, okay? We are in the 21st century, 13 years, almost 14 years into it. The globalists are at least 30 years advanced in what you're seeing rolled out. Every piece of technology that is allowed to be rolled out that is seen as non-disruptive has been certified, triple-studied, triple-tested to be deployed against the people. Every color scheme, every flicker wavelength of a television set, every system that is standardized by the technocracy is designed to basically hack the human mind and create a total artificial reality in which to insert us. We are seen as energy by the globalists. We are literally seen as batteries and human resources. Notice their terms are all hiding in plain view. To build their world government, to build their technological system, and then we are to be culled. And you can actually argue that there are almost 8 billion people and that humans are very toxic and we are hurting the earth. And so from their perspective, they're very altruistic. The truth is, though, if you study them, they're very inbred, very hateful, very decadent, very mentally ill, and actually are targeting the most beautiful and intelligent of the human species. And I'm not endorsing eugenics here. I'm saying I see what they sell the average academic on, the average banking executive on, the average high-level lawyer. People making $1 million a year who think they're part of the elite and go to the same golf courses and get to go to the same events and are kind of court minions of the system. You are the main target of these people. And this is what you need to understand, ladies and gentlemen. It is absolutely essential. You con yourself if you think you can be part of the winning team in this. There are 6,000 super class members, according to the Kissinger Group and in the published work of the head of it, Rothkopf, in Super Class, the book. Came out 8 years ago. When I interviewed Rothkopf, during the breaks, he was trying to recruit me in front of John Harmon. John Harmon heard that conversation. He said, well, this isn't going too well. I thought you'd be reasonable. You know, you're a smart guy. You could be part of the super class. You already are. As, you know, people that kind of doubt you, conspiracy theorist. But I'll tell you, I thought you'd be more reasonable. Be more reasonable with people that jack the water supply with chemical weapons. Be more reasonable with people that are engineering all the major food crops as pharmacological crops. Even if they're not listed as a pharmacological crop, you know, folks, the vaccines are now grown in corn. You know they now grow chemical warfare agents in corn. You know they've been growing for 20 years HIV virus in corn. And every time I say that, they have a news article going, he's insane. It says that there's HIV in corn. And then the people in the comments are always like, well, I looked it up. It's true. Proteogen in Texas and other areas. Oh, why it's true. What are they doing? They can then extract it out of the corn. You can engineer a plant to grow whatever you want. In fact, they can engineer plants to actually grow ethanol alcohol in them without even having to manufacture it into that. I mean, this is how far along all of this is. Yeah, there's an article right there by Aaron Dykes, Flashback, escaped mutated GM maize on the loose, maybe carrying AIDS virus. Well, yeah, there's no maybe about it. They argued that it is an attenuated virus growing in the corn. But the point is, there it is, fungus-tainted corn, a factor in Africa, HIV spread. Reuters Health, I didn't even know about that. Please print that for me. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Gates is spending billions a year of taxpayer money he's given to study how to attack your intestines. And then how to come out with treatments for the attack on your intestines. Gut flora. I mean, see, that's what's so frustrating. I have got more than 150 bombshell news articles all off the charts. I've got to cover them. I've got to go over the QE3 unlimited and how all the major economists, even Bernanke's having to admit the economy's in deep trouble. It's a greatest transfer of wealth to the elite ever. It is a mass larceny, bum rush, takeover of biblical proportions. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into confirmed Navy Yard shooter was on antidepressant. Of course he was. That's now admitted in the Washington Post, but they say it's no big deal. It's good for you. They literally say that. They lie to you. They say there are no side effects of vaccines. Read the insert. It is weaponized media, weaponized culture. You're all under attack. Any idiots working for the system are morons. It's one thing if you work for the system and hate it and know it's a fraud and a lie, but a lot of you, I see you, you're on arrogant power trips that you've arrived and you're part of the system. You have not arrived. You have arrived at your own destruction. You have arrived at, you will see your children die young. You will see your grandchildren die young. If you live long enough to see it. Okay? I mean, the graph of the cancers and the neurological disorders and all the other diseases and scores of new diseases every year that didn't exist before and all of it, we are under total warfare attack. All right? That's why I don't care when people attack me. I don't care if other media is bigger than me. I don't care what I look like. I'm not here to be a painted pony, folks. I'm not here to strut around at the award ceremonies and have people look up to me. Okay? I'm here to try to give you an emergency warning as best I can that we are occupied by a scientific technological elite. That's Eisenhower's speech, his full speech. that is establishing a worldwide eugenics kill grid. They are going to kill 99% of us. They tell their minions only 80 because they think they're going to live.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
$109 a barrel. And world order rolls on. Let me give you some of the headlines here. Ron Paul, this is up on Infowars.com. Bernanke admits economy is in bad shape. That's right. And we have the video up there where Ron Paul basically breaks down the fact that the power structure is absolutely sucking the economy dry right now. Here's another headline at Infowars.com. Experts, Fed's QE Unlimited will lead to total collapse. And there is a long list of experts here breaking that down. Americans to suffer through higher food, gas, and energy prices as the transfer of wealth accelerates. The elite gets to use the money for free, buy the trillions up front, then they pass on the inflation and the debt to you. And if you don't like it, Homeland Security is here. Homeland Security is here, ladies and gentlemen, trained as a paramilitary force to fight their enemy, and that enemy is you. As Homeland Security transfers heavy arms to Al-Qaeda in Syria. Continuing with the news, Pentagon, since I mentioned that, proposes plan to equip and train moderate Syrian rebels. They're all jihadis, ladies and gentlemen, and they run from bad to worse. I just thought I would mention that they've already been arming them. Now they're just telling you about it. Mark Faber, Fed's money printing about protecting the elite. And the top economist and hedge fund manager breaks that down. The fact that they're going to continue with the QE Unlimited right into the future. And I want to go to an audio clip here in a moment. Obama raising the debt ceiling does not increase our debt, though it has over 100 times. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when you raise the debt ceiling, that does increase the debt. This is like saying, when I shoot you in the head, it doesn't hurt you. This is the total psy warfare of these scumbag criminals. And they think it's very funny.
Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says, you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress. It's a basic function of making sure that the full faith and credit of the United States is preserved.
It's a basic function of helping preserve our credit. That's why all the big firms out there, Moody's, you name it, have all devalued the value of the U.S. economy and the dollar and lowered our rating, and it's going down fast. They've maneuvered us perfectly to the private Federal Reserve and the communist Chinese, their allies, owning all this fake debt that is debt from bailing them out. This is like you save somebody out of a burning house and then you're executed for it. I mean, that's basically what's going on. And you sit there. Can we play that clip again for TV viewers? Radio listeners, I'm sure you heard it. But to look, Obama's usually a good liar. He can come across convincingly, you know, 80%, 90% want their guns taken. Right? That doesn't matter, the polls show, you know, the opposite. Usually he looks convincing. You're like, man, that's a really good liar. You know it's a lie, but it's like, man, he looks like he just got caught, you know, in the closet with the dog or something. I mean, he looks like he just caught doing something. He got caught under, you know, under the car with the, I don't know. I mean, he just, you know, with a turkey or something. The point is that, I mean, look at the baloney. I love it. These criminals are going down. They're never going to become God with all this technocracy. None of this crud's going to work. It's all going to backfire on you, scum sucker. You think the instinct of humanity is going to just take it? You think you're going to be able to gauge all this? We're going to beat you. And let me tell you, you're going to be the symbol of the enemy forever, New World Order, when humanity makes it off-world. And you people are unable to destroy our future, you murdering scumbags. Let's go out to break with a clip. Here it is.
Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says, you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
That's got to win the all-time BS award. We'll be right back.
Function.
Infowars.com. Wake up. Become alive.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hey, I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We are watching our country, our families, our farms, our factories, our culture scientifically dismantled to make way for a bunch of degenerate, inbred, control freak globalists that for over 150 years out of London, England, have developed the total takeover plan. It's all public, and the enemy media knows the general public does not read scientific publications. They're not aware of this, so they'll take what I've said here today out of context and claim that I'm saying all this. I'm not the one saying all this. This is an admitted program, an admitted plan, 100 plus percent documented. And by 100 plus percent, I mean it's got to be 10,000 percent documented. By that, it's they all compete with each other over who can figure out how to hurt the public more without them getting caught. They call it silent weapons for quiet wars. Look up those Pentagon reports. They call it soft kill. And it's the ultimate power trip for these people that they are doing this to everybody. I mean, I was reading about the new iPhone 5 that came out that admittedly puts you in a global database and right to the NSA with your thumbprint. And it's made at slave factories with suicide nets where they drug them and do forced abortions inside the facilities. And they make you sign contracts agreeing to this. But it's like, you know, or that or starve to death. So it's not a real contract. It's a fraudulent contract because you've been squeezed into doing it. And the worst factories are run by Apple. But it's okay because they're liberal. It's just like so sick. And I need a new iPhone. I mean, I know it's a tracking system. I use it to shoot live videos. It's a very powerful tool. It'd be a great tool if they hadn't put all these back doors in it. If they hadn't designed it to dehumanize. So now if I want to go get this replaced, I've got to get one that prepares everybody to thumbprint to buy and sell. And you say, well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with progress? Well, if the angel Gabriel was running the technocracy, it wouldn't be a problem, would it? But it's not Gabriel that's running it, ladies and gentlemen. It's Lucifer. And I mean, and again, you can see that as figurative or reality-based. It doesn't matter. It's an archetypal manifestation, and it's happening. And once they have us in a cashless society, they will track everything you do. And if you don't comply, they will turn off your biometrics. And they themselves will be exempt, as they already are. Homeland Security, from tickets, from red light cameras, from license plate readers, they are invisible. And that's what one of the Rockefellers famously told the director, Aaron Russo. He said, we're going to have a chip in us that says, kiss my hind end. We're going to have a chip that's get out of jail free card. And then about 7 years ago, I'm at a family reunion. And one of my family members that's in special operations said, I got to apologize to you. We just got called to a big meeting at the medical center at Fort Sam Houston. And all the officers were told it's highly classified, but that all the top officers in our group and others are going to start getting microchips. And he goes, I don't know if it was meant to see what we'd say, but I talked to people later, and they said, no, some special forces have already got them. I want to apologize to you. Now, just off saying that on air, they figured out who it was and went and got in his face about it. Oh, boy, this is really a free country, isn't it? And then basically, hey, I'm not talking to you about anything. I care about you, your family, but I think I didn't get this particular promotion because of the fact that I've talked to you, so I'm not talking to you anymore. In fact, I was told that by another family member that he wouldn't talk to me anymore, ever. Won't talk to me other than saying hi. Because, I mean, that's the system. And I'm here on air telling you they're putting brain chips, microchips, embedded chips in people's teeth, everything. And then you've got the schizophrenics out there, God love them, because of all the chemicals and biological problems that are flipping out in this weird world. How would you not flip out and then get paranoid? I've got an article here where they're coming out, and I remember interviewing the CEO of the California-based company back when this first happened, like in 1998, and it was in WashTech. Well, it was back when the Washington Post put out a technology magazine, and I got him on. He goes, well, we're only deploying it in Tokyo because we've tried it out in L.A. and it upsets people. And what it does is it projects sound at even 100 yards when you're walking through a parking lot, say at a grocery store, and hits you where it, with vibrations, you hear the audio in your middle ear. And then it never really got deployed because people weren't going along with it, just like they had face scanning cameras up 20 years ago. First sources I saw on that were Pentagon funding reports put in by the Department of Defense in Indiana, Indianapolis, particularly in Dallas, Texas. 20 years ago, in 1994, so 19 years ago, they already had face scanning, reading cameras, and then they would integrate them with your digital photos at the driver's license. They were already testing it. And then that was also in MIT magazine later. They admitted it's a total. They admit this whole thing is weaponized, ladies and gentlemen. The whole culture, it's weaponized, aimed at you. Not to protect you, folks, to dumb you down, to rob your free will, and finally kill you deader than a hammer. But by the time that happens, you're so drugged out, so brain damaged, so confused, that you know it won't be a 3,000% increase in cancer like it is now on average in the United States. Similar numbers in Europe. Breast cancer, you name it. It'll be 10,000 like it is in pediatric cancers. It'll be 20,000 increases in cancers. Just like we've already seen that level of increase in autism from 1 in 25,000 to 1 in 50-something. And it's just going to be suddenly everybody is dying. The healthcare had to be nationalized so they could not give you treatment because it would have bankrupted everything even faster. So they're going to nationalize it all. So it's now eugenics care under standardization to absorb the dying mass. And they're going to kill the baby boomers first. The baby boomers are already all getting the word they're dying. Doesn't matter how much you exercise, what you've done. You took all those vaccines. You ate the GMOs. You drank 60 years of fluoride water. It's all been actuaried out where they've got drugs to try to keep you alive just long enough to suck all the money out of you. You'll be dead. And then it's going to be, as you see, neurological disorders in the young. Just people are already dying everywhere. And, folks, it's going to get worse and worse because it's ambient, incremental, soft kill. Where they just slowly turn up the background and just see if people notice. Okay, 1995, 99, 2001, 2002. Hey, let's just order at this base, give everybody an anthrax vaccine. We know it has got a bunch of other stuff added to it, and it's killing about 5% of people that take it. And they would shoot a base up, and they'd have 20 people die, folks. I mean, die. Blood coming out their noses, everything. I mean, this came out in the news. One time I had Rick Perry, one of his main staffers, come to Endgame. And he goes, look, the governor wants you to know he's really good and watch you and we know what's going on. And this is before he even did Gardasil. And he goes, I want you to know I was at Fort Sam Houston. Again, Fort Sam Houston, and they came in and brought special forces in, gave them all shots, and they were all dead 4 days later. And then we had to spray bleach all over the place and pull out all the furniture. And it was hauled away in trucks. He goes, I know it's real. I know. You know. But I mean, look at all the secret testing that's been declassified. They're still sterilizing people all over the U.S. It's coming out. I mean, this is a government that admittedly has done this over and over, injecting people with syphilis. The list goes on and on. You know who they are. And I've got all this news to cover, but it really hit me. And I got almost crazed this morning in the realization of how real all this is. And how I don't want to just sit here and take it. And what a joke it is. You know, you'll see these smug Homeland Security police in their black uniforms standing there looking all like they're movie stars with their guns in front of cameras and, you know, any excuse to boss citizens around. And, you work for the murderers that run the terrorists, run Al-Qaeda. It's all grand. They're all children. It's all a joke. It's just all this is such a game. I don't get people like peacocks are all into how they look I'm a soldier in the homeland and all this. It's all a joke. It's all a fraud. It's all a lie. It's all a scam. And here it is today. Out of Wired magazine, transfer a secret audio message by poking someone with your finger. And Disney is coming out, of course, for children. All the toys are about spying and all this other stuff. Well, now the toy is you put on this little rig and then you can transfer audio right to somebody's metal ear. And it's an inaudible signal transmitted directly into the person. Now, they had the patents on this in the 50s, and you've seen the media make fun of me talking about it. They'll probably have articles out tomorrow saying something like, Alex says Obama wants to transmit audio into your brain. No, I'm explaining to you folks, we're in the future. We're here. This is all old. This is 50s technology. And with, what was his name, Larry Ashbrook, they messed up with mind control. He was a naval veteran. Type in Baptist Church shooting Fort Worth, Larry Ashbrook. I want to pull that up. It came out in the local news, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, because I was on the radio at the time, 1998, if memory serves. Let's see if I'm right, memory-wise. That neighbors kept saying white vans would pull up and drag him in screaming. And he was definitely programmed. He was definitely programmed. The witnesses saw it. And they actually programmed him to go into that church and do that and kill. He killed eight people. Shot like 16 or 17. Type in Baptist church shooting, Fort Worth, Larry Ashbrook. Hit web, not news. It's old. Hit web and it'll come up. We'll see if my memory serves. So I know they've done this stuff before. And by the way, he was under psychiatric care. They would send Navy security personnel, is what the neighbors, one guy was a Navy vet, said. They look like Navy security personnel. They would grab him, just like the Unabomber was MKUltra. Now, some of these people are schizophrenics. Not all of them, but the vast majority. But there are real mind control programs. Larry Jean Ashbrook, yep, was it 1998? You're 1999, you pulled up. That was the Time magazine. So there you go. Buford Furrow that shot up the Jewish Children's Center. His address was an Air Force base, and he was under the psychiatric care of the Air Force commander at the base, who happened to be a psychiatrist. Oh, guess the former head of the San Antonio, an entire base, was assigned just to be a psychiatrist at a university and spent hours multiple times weekly with the Batman Patsy shooter, who said he was under mind control. So these are declassified programs. It's now come out that Sirhan was mind controlled and wasn't the shooter and was on drugs like Halcyon. So my point is that we're in a lot of trouble. And we've got a guest in here in the third hour who's a medical doctor who's written a book about how they can also use satellites now to mess with people. And again, I saw the Baltimore Sun article back in 1998 because I read it on air like 20 times. I was mailed the actual paper by a listener, looked at it online, found it, couldn't believe it. DARPA admitting they're putting out waves in test. It was in the Baltimore area, to calm you and test making everyone happy. Then I was led into the psychology department at UT, into restricted areas. I shouldn't even say that now, the way they grab people. But I was allowed into restricted areas, mainly non-restricted, but oops, oh, you're not supposed to be in here. Oh, don't look at this. You know, screens with monkeys with wires in their brains. I was looking at this in Bastrop. I was looking at it from downtown Austin. Looked 30 miles away at the facility cameras on the monkeys with just TV screens flashing different frequencies to test mind control. And then I was brought into other DARPA control areas, and it was all how to sexually excite women, a whole division. And it would say who's funding it on the door. And they hook women up to electrodes and then hook things up to their bodies and then hit them with the sexual excitement stuff to be able to, I mean, it's, and then I was brought into other areas. I was brought into areas where they can transmit without even touching you sound to your head. But again, that's all public. The point is that, and I'm not going to even say who brought me in there. It's just unbelievable. I mean, I was in there twice. And then I got contacted by somebody at the monkey farm, and they said, wow, you've really seen the monkey farm. Nobody gets in there. I've seen it via cameras. And, man, they had great apes just absolutely just strapped down wires all on their heads and just big TV screens. And then after they're done, they kill them. And it's all practicing, all Pentagon run, how to hit you and your family and hit you hard. And that's why people are zombies. That's why they laugh at you. That's why they think it's all funny. This is the normal crazed response of being under attack, is to just be up here getting angry and trying to shake people out of their mind control. Now, all of that said, look at these articles. Confirmed, Navy Yard shooter was on antidepressant. The Washington Post confirmed that. Paul Watson's article breaks it down. Yeah. And then continuing here, it turns out that he had carved on his gun, this is my ELF weapon. And you could say he was a schizophrenic, but here's where it enters the realm that it looks like mind control from the past cases. He had a top secret security clearance, was able to get in, and I haven't even reported this yet. The BBC reported the SWAT team commander went public. They were ordered to stand down. They were there 5 minutes after and could have killed him. They were ordered to stand down and let him kill more people. The SWAT team was ordered to stand down. He was given a top secret security clearance, even though police were constantly getting called. When he begged them and said, the Navy is mind controlling me with ELF. I work with the Marines in ELF. And folks, it turns out he worked in classified weapon systems. And that's who they always use as a patsy, is a Lee Harvey Oswald that was in the Marines as well. They will use somebody in their group. And they'll take them out of the military and say, you've been dishonorably discharged for shooting at your neighbor, but we've got a job for you. And they, I mean, I'm telling you, it now just moved into mind control zone. Before I said probably just going, you know, postal, and, unless we see a drill, unless we, and they had a drill, by the way, days before, unless we see a stand down, unless we see connections to mind control. And now the guy, it appears, was under mind control. Unbelievable. There's the BBC. Navy Yard SWAT team stood down at mass shooting scene. Ordered to stand down for 45 minutes. Ordered to stand down. Ordered the day after Obama launches his new gun control push and wants to distract off everything else. This was probably a setup. This was probably a setup and not racially motivated.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Yes, the article is up on InfoWars.com. You can see it from CNN Newscast. The Intel Hub reported on it. He had carved on there that this weapon is my ELF weapon. And see, you could say that Aaron Alexis was a schizophrenic, or that the psychotropic drugs they put him on made him go artificially, temporarily insane. But the police continued to come. As he said, the government was after him and did nothing, and his security clearance was not withdrawn. He was given a security clearance despite a dishonorable discharge. Folks, you can't get one of those high-level security clearances if you have bad credit. So they wanted him to have that security clearance. He was allowed in. None of it makes sense. There was the SWAT team was ordered to stand down. Julie Wilson wrote about it last night for Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com from the BBC. From the BBC. And so that's what's happening. So if he thought the government was after him with ELF waves and he was a regular guy, okay, maybe he's schizophrenic. But he's allowed in. He's protected. The police keep coming. As he says, the government's after him. They never withdraw his clearance. He's able to get in. The SWAT team's ordered to stand down. It's right on time for a political diversion. I've been predicting a mass shooting. Ladies and gentlemen, bare minimum, they knew he was a ticking time bomb and let him do this. And then ordered the SWAT team that was a mile and a half away at the Capitol, whose job it is to respond, who showed up 5 minutes after 911 was called. Incredible response time. Bam. Four-man, you know, super SWAT team, you know, command, former commandos that are meant to protect Congress, ready to go in and kill hostage takers, ready to go in as a death squad team to take out, just turn and burn, not sit around. They show up, and they're told by the base command, you stand down. Homeland Security orders. You stand down for 45 minutes. And they said they've never heard of that, never seen that. It violated their default position. You can bet your bottom dollar, ladies and gentlemen. You can bet your bottom dollar this is fishy. Something is rotten in the state of Virginia, there in D.C. on the Potomac. There in the District of Criminals, Mordor, on the Potomac, as it's known. This is hardcore. And again, I wanted to say, oh, going postal might have been a racist thing. Some of the evidence, but no, this is unbelievable. This is another Sirhan, Tim McVeigh, Lee Harvey Oswald. There is a mind control program. This guy, it turns out, was in some type of advanced electronic weapons for the Marines. In fact, that's in the news. There's like a advanced electronic weapons for the Marines. And it wasn't, they admit it wasn't radar jamming. It wasn't that kind of electronic weapon. It was some electronic weapons. I remember seeing on the news, he was in advanced secret electronic weapons. And then and maybe he was schizophrenic and that tripped him off for something. And then he thought they were after him. I mean, that could be it too. But then they stand down. The police keep coming and he doesn't lose his security clearance. He gets in, gets, I mean, the timing, oh boy. I can't believe it. And again, the Unabomber was declassified, was in the CIA mind control program, MKUltra, L.A. Times, L.A. Times. We're going to break. I want to tell you about Infidel Body Armor. Amazing list of incredible products, armored backpacks, you name it. Regular stuff only takes 6 rounds. This takes hundreds. It's incredibly affordable. It is amazing. Look at their online catalog at InfidelBodyArmor.com, rated to level 3, and they've got all sizes. It's simply amazing. Ceramic only stops 6 rounds. What about the 7th? Infidel stops hundreds. InfidelBodyArmor.com. And don't forget to become a subscriber to see the nightly news and support us in our hardcore war against tyranny. Become a member of PrisonPlanet.tv today. One membership.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against
healthy eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.